On one side, there's an ambitious young politician running on a platform of reform. On the other, an elder statesman hoping his deep institutional ties will win over votes. This might sound a lot like this year's race for Secretary of State, which pits former gubernatorial candidate Colin Van Ostern against the 42-year incumbent Bill Gardner. But as NHPR's Casey McDermott reports, it also describes Gardner's first campaign for Secretary of State back in 1976.
Long before he became known as the protector of the First in the Nation primary and the country's longest-serving Secretary of State, Bill Gardner was an up-and-coming Manchester Democrat, a former UNH class president taking classes at Harvard and making a name for himself in Concord.
Secretary Gardner was Billy. So it was Billy Gardner.
Manchester attorney and former executive counselor Jim Normand got to know Gardner as a fellow state rep back in the early 70s. They were part of a generation of newly inspired young lawmakers.
He grew up in a neighborhood that they had chicken farms still in the city of Manchester, and he was interested in chicken farming. But more importantly, he was interested in good government.
As a lawmaker, Gardner became known as a champion for election reform. He rallied support for bills to make it easier to vote and easier for young people to serve in the state Senate. But a lot of those fizzled out. So when a vacancy opened up in the Secretary of State's office, then 28-year-old Gardner saw an opening.
It was almost like going into the monastery, I would say. It was a big step for him, and it was something that was going to be a big lifelong commitment.
But there were a few things standing in his way. First, another young lawmaker was cooking up the same idea, the then representative from North Conway, Steve Dupree, who now sits on the Republican National Committee.
You know, we were having beers all the time, and I thought, well, maybe I'll run for Secretary of State. And I wasn't aware Bill was thinking of it. Then I heard he was. And I said, well, that'll be fine. We're friends. Whoever wins, wins.
When Dupree and Gardner did sit down to chat about the position during one of many nights of what we'll call off-the-clock bipartisan socializing, it became clear one of them was more serious than the other.
You talked to him for 5 minutes and knew this is somebody who wanted to be Secretary of State and do great things and make it a career, which is why it didn't take me very long after having a beer with him to decide he should run. I should not even bother to run in my caucus because he just had a passion for it.
Now, the guy who did end up running on the Republican side was a Lancaster rep named Arthur Drake. And Arthur Drake had been around Concord a long time. He even chaired the powerful House Appropriations Committee. Not only that, but the Republicans were in the majority, so any Democrat, and especially one as young as Gardner, would face an uphill climb. But Gardner had a plan, and he enlisted his young friends from the legislature to help.
What Bill asked us to do is to talk people one-on-one.
Shep Melnick was one of those young friends.
Either to call him up or when they were in Concord for a legislative meeting to just talk to him a few minutes about his integrity and our experience with him.
And while his friends were making calls, Gardner was making trips, crisscrossing the state to knock on the doors of as many reps as he could to ask for their vote. And Melnick, who's now the Tip O'Neill Professor of Political Science at Boston College, says this is where Gardner's political savvy from his time in the legislature really paid off.
He was really a person who encouraged us to make friends with people we disagreed with and really develop trust. And I think that was a really important lesson that he taught us, but also the key to his success.
Heading into the vote in December 1976, everyone assumed Drake, the Republican, had it in the bag. A friend of Gardner's was quoted in the local paper saying it doesn't look good for Bill. But when the results were tallied, Gardner didn't just win over Democrats. He also picked up at least a few dozen votes from Republicans, too. Dupree, the same guy who almost ran against him, was one of them.
There were enough of us who just felt that we hadn't been treated as equals by some of our senior peers, including Representative Drake, so we just quietly decided to vote for Bill.
That race in 1976 was different from the one playing out this year in a few important ways. Party lines weren't as firmly drawn back then. And Colin Van Ostern, the 39-year-old who's trying to play the reformer role that once belonged to Gardner, has been waging a full-blown public campaign for the seat, complete with lots of fundraising and press releases. Gardner, on the other hand, ran under the radar. But the echoes between then and now are still hard to ignore.
It's ironic that Bill Gardner, who got elected as a young Turk and a reformer, is being challenged by somebody who's younger and wants to do what he perceives as reforms. Time moves on, but the playbook looks a little bit the same.
Lawmakers will gather once again in Concord on Wednesday to decide whether to give Gardner a 22nd term or go with someone new. And no matter the outcome, history will kind of repeat itself. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.